Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Yesh v'nei Adam Kita she'ein mishtadlim liknes amamin laharvis mimenu ela la'avis hakovim mimnei Adam v'lasis lehem shem. Mei masuk lehem mimenu shum dovo. This is something we really have to be careful from in the world, in the society we live in. And I went to speak in sent back for the yeshiva to give chizuk in Far Rockaway. I asked the rav of the shul, like, what's the most pressing topic that you feel I should speak about? As he told me, cars. I was like, taken aback, cars. What about cars can I speak about? I don't even drive a car in Eretz Yisrael. Like, what's so important about cars? As he explained to me that we live in a society that the car you have is a status symbol. As many people, young people, when they work, they take leases and they buy new cars, and then the new car goes in style and it's more electric and has more shtikim in it, and you have to buy the new car. And many people go into chovis because they have to show everyone they're successful and they have to buy expensive cars. We believe what we have come to, that this is our Messiah. Other people say business yenis in simchas, that people have to put out for a kiddush, for a bar mitzvah, for a wedding, because it's a status symbol. We have to show everyone the homes we live in, the vacations we go to. And nowadays, when there's social media, where people are constantly showing everyone else what they're doing, there's even more pressures in life to show off. So unfortunately, this is something which has wrapped up many, many people. The pursuit of showing that you're chashev because you have money. Is there siklus we have, and it's a big siklus. The sibas hakoved ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba v'goyim zeh masharoyim mikoved ami aretz l'anshei ha'momin, because they see people, simple people that aren't such deep people, that they're machaved anshei momin. Of it's such a chaval, because kibubim lem tikvasa masha yetzetz on limshach me'asher biyadam, they're only doing it because they hope to get like a tip, to get money. Ilu iskilu mevinu kiem biyacholtam v'loy b'koychum loy losis v'loy lamnayna mishigaz v'loy abari v'loy ya mekavim lezulasay v'loy yiratz v'mekavit. Be'emes, people who are mechanef ashirim because they want to be their friends, that they should help them out. If it wasn't nigzer, they're not going to help you. I call me Shamayim. Because you don't have to be friendly with influential and rich people to get what you want, because Hashem really gives you everything. The real kavod, v'loya yira yetzlam l'kavod alamishi yichdeu abayir b'malas mishubochus roi b'avun l'kavod abayirei ki mechavde achaved. It's a sad world we live in, because people are rich, they really deserve kavod. And if you think about it, are we really mechaved Hashem? Do we really feel that they're anashim mechubadim? We know deep down inside how we really look at many of them. That's when they are ashirim, that are just ashirim, and they don't do anything mechubad. Who are we mechabed be'emes? Who are we mashiv be'emes? People who do things that are roi l'kivud. You know, you have ashirim that spend much time, much effort helping others. Oh, that's be'emes, roi l'chavet. They take off time to learn, that's roi l'chavet. Oh, but even if you're not an asher, the more chesed, the more staka, the more you devote yourself to Torah, to midas tayves, the more, that's who we really are mechavet in the world, and that's the person who's really roi l'chavet. We see this so much in our society, that people are working so hard and they take chovis and they do things because they want that kavod. And it causes, they should learn, they shouldn't put effort into davening, Torah, mitzvahs, tikkun amidus, lohayus al tovos of etzlam, to thank Hashem, b'tihyeh bakashos yom b'derech hazeh b'li safek. And he adds a beautiful point. Be'emes, if you would have learned, you have much more chance of getting kavod. Why? Because it says on people who learn, arich yomim b'mina b'smayr lo oisha v'chavod. The school of limud ha'Torah is oisha v'chavod. It's not going if you learn 18 hours a day only. All Liman al Torah has a school of Bismillah Shavuchah Beruay Shavuach Kovid Milfanecha. As instead of running after money so much to get the Kovid of Ashirim, learn Torah, do mitzvahs, and you'll get the real Kovid. As it's so sad, we live in such a misleading society that has pulled in so many people. We have Yachri Kal in the mirror, we spoke about it, and so many people came over to say this is mamish in the sign that we're going through in America. Especially Bizman Azeh, you have many young people who make it much, much quicker than they used to because of the society we live in, that everything's so connected. The business world is very connected all over. You can have an investment here, can create an invention here, and it could go worldwide. As many people are making quicker money, as becomes more and more the run after showing how successful you are. Is that really success? But we live in a Goyish world that has had its hashpah. We've been in a long gullus of a frown in America. That's what the Goyim believe, as when you read their books and you look at them and you listen to them, and you, especially when you watch their movies, as the whole Hashkafas HaChaim goes in, how careful we have to be not to let this get to us, to realize what real Kavod is. And we shouldn't let our run after the Kavod of Ashira steal our lives away. There's so many people that say many years later, I can't believe I threw my life away, I threw my family away, I threw my mitzvahs, my Torah away, because of the run just to be an usher and have that Kavod. And they realize later on, and many times, even if they get the COVID, but it's so a necessity for them, they're so insulted so many times. Someone that works with Ashirim, and he says how careful you have to be with them. They're so sensitive because they feel they deserve COVID, and if you don't give it to them, as they're always having Agmas Nefesh, it's lo yuman ki super how sensitive they are, how much Agmas Nefesh they get all the time. As how careful we have to be. It doesn't have to be that way for Ashirim. And there are many people that aren't Ashirim that have the same nisyonis. It's not totally on Ashiris or not. It's totally on the way you look at the world and the way you understand the world. And when you have real bitachon Hashem, that Hashem is the shayrish of real kavod, you just look at the world differently. And you'll do what's right, because that's what's going to bring you real kavod. And the rest is not real COVID. There's a few seconds of excitement, of showing off your new car, of showing off, throwing over to everyone, showing it on your social media. It's very empty. It doesn't really make you happy. And you're now, someone else has a newer car, and now you have to get a newer car because someone else got a better one. And someone else has a nicer home, so you have to get a nicer one. If you live in the world of showing everyone how special you are, you're going to have a lot of disappointments, a lot of sadness in life. But if you leave it and you realize the real kavod is being a special person, having bitachon, midas tovas, Torah, mitzvahs, you'll enter a new world, a much more better world, a much more calming world, a real world where you'll get emes, achshivas, and kavod that you want. And you'll do a lot more, accomplish a lot more. This is a very powerful Yisoidus Dekachayvus Alvavus Nageya Lekulanu, to be Mischazik together, to start living in the real world.
You have been listening to a shir by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shir, please visit Hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.